Hello, and welcome back to Real Time Books, the real stuff. Today's book is Nyxia. Ooh, this book has a lot of mysteries and sacrifices. Speaking of sacrifices, this is our topic for today. Before I get on with that stuff, let me give you a quick summary of what Nyxia is about. Emmett Atwater, a 16-year-old boy, isn't just leaving Detroit, he's leaving Earth. Why the Babel Corporation recruited him is a mystery, but the number of zeros on that contract had him boarding their lightship and hoping to return to Earth with enough money to take care of his family. You're probably wondering how this relates to sacrifice. In this story, Emmett sometimes has to make big sacrifices for the greater good. Emmett first decided to leave his mother to go into space, and that was really hard for him. Emmett decided to allow the doctor to live when he could have killed him and showed Devo that he wasn't scared, but he sacrificed it for his reputation to let people when he also sacrificed his friends for some money. First off, let's talk about how Emmett sacrifices himself for his mother and father, him knowing that he might not win. Emmett will do anything to help them. He had left his mother, who was dying of cancer, and his father, who was struggling to put food on the table for a dream that he could barely see. But Emmett's mindset towards this was so high that he had felt like he had already won and was just part of the ride. Emmett sacrificed his reputation to not kill someone. He changed his whole mindset after he found out Devo's true motives. His friends, this is a huge one. When he came into this a competition, he had only one mindset, and that was to win. The competition gave his mother health care and go home, but while he was on Genesis 11, he realized that he would take money over friends for his mother. Right now, I have here Emmett himself, Scott Reington. So, Scott, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, Emmett Reington. If you don't mind, I have a few questions I'd like to say to you.
Not at all. Ask away.
So, how did you think Emmett handled all the stress in this book, and why did you put so much on him?
You know, he had to win, and that was enough for him to pull through. I did it just for the fantasy and everything, you know?
Emmett in this book had to do a lot of sacrifices. How do you think Emmett took that?
Emmett's ambition toward this is amazing, and to get where he wanted, he had to go and make a lot of sacrifices. Thank you very much for your time.
To conclude this podcast, I'd like to go over Emmett's sacrifices. First off, him sacrificing himself for his mother, then his reputation, and his family. That's a lot to take in there. Well, I hope you, there you have it, folks. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and the interview. And RTB out. Enjoy the outro.